This has been moved.
Yeah, that's got moved. You didn't notice the whole new setup, Matt?
Yeah, you don't appreciate like his effort
look
in
at
this?
Look at that. Yeah, I got that.
Now you truly have.
And I'm recording.
A villain cave. Okay. All right, welcome to Three Easy Pieces. I am the Matt Black. With me as always is Bezier. And very verbal, very creepy Roger. How you motherfuckers doing tonight?
I'm pretty good.
I'm doing well. And that was quite a good intro, by the way.
Thank
Double
you.
Thumbs up on that.
Thank you very much. Just so you know, Three Easy Pieces, we all bring three topics. We all talk about them.
I only brought one.
Okay. We each bring a topic.
Just real quick. I think, what was that?
Man, can I just suck your dick?
Oh, no, Matt. You can't. Why would you do that? That's horrible, Matt.
He added the extra capability to do that, to put a sound clip of you sucking his dick.
Hey, Bezier, I think Matt's going to ask you something.
Suck your dick.
Why do you keep asking people that,
How many podcasts did you have to go through before you found that little...
Just one.
You were like...
Just one.
Just one, and I was like,
suck your dick?
Funny, dick sucking was going to be my topic tonight.
My piece, bro.
That's going to
haunt me for the rest of my fucking life.
I'm bringing it to the comedy show just in case, like you flub a line, it's going to be ready.
Just on like the magic button right there. Just
Your arm's going to get tired of shaking over the button. Oh, God. Okay, well, just so you guys know, we each bring a piece or a topic, and we talk about it, and then we go off on tangents because we're lazy asses, I guess. I don't know.
Actually, can I lead in? Because this is a good segue for what I got tonight.
I don't know. I don't like you or respect you as a person.
My topic is cringe because I wanted something that would make people cringe. And I have got some delicious cringe stuff today.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, because I have been looking around the web for the most cringiest things I can.
Oh, my God. I hate cringe. This is like my anti-humor. I can't stand
it
cringe.
It is anti-humor, but I can't figure out why I like this. So here's one of my first pieces I found, and just to give Matt an idea what cringe is. So I'm going to play two quick clips right here. So this is the first one, and this is like this kid that can only be described as like 90s nerd with a mullet. So here we go.
Hello, my future girlfriend. This is what I sound like. I am 11 years old in the 6th grade in New Mexico.
Oh, you cringe because
Please
you feel
DM
bad.
Me if I'm on Yahoo chat.
What?
Bye.
Did he just summon
Ahuntep?
He is on Yahoo chat. The video the video was posted.
Oh, right. Now I just looked at it like carefully and he just said he's from New Mexico, right?
Yeah.
And in my head, like when he said that, I thought in my head, I bet he has a mullet. And I'm looking at the picture now, he has a mullet.
He's got a mullet.
Yeah.
Do you have to have a mullet to be in New Mexico?
It's a requirement.
It's what everybody else wears.
So this video was posted in 2007. I'm assuming it was recorded in 2007. Yahoo chat was very popular, so it fit the time frame. So it's 2016, so this is almost 10 years ago. So this kid's in his 20s now because he said he's 11 years old. So he's 20, 21-ish.
So it's just the right time for it to hit the web is what you're saying?
Oh, it's been on the web since 2007, according to...
wow, almost 500,000 views.
Yeah, so I found this, like, digging, and that's what I came up with. So...
Was this like one of the top sorted results for cringe?
No, this is me like
this is like deep
this
cringe.
Is me digging through people's stuff to find the most cringy. Like I didn't want something that was super
it's
available.
Pretty creepy, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
is that what he's going for?
That's what Roger does.
I find some shit. I've got this whole other for another day. This whole other topic of this crazy vlogger that someday we'll get into. Not today.
Is it you?
No.
Yeah. Tip of the mask.
I don't vlog for that very reason because I could.
Exactly. No, you slip off into La La Land.
Okay, so the other thing that I found as an example of cringe is this bat. Let me just get rid of this real quick here. For those of you at home, we do have video capabilities now, and hopefully we'll be doing some live streaming in the future. But for tonight, we are just playing YouTube videos and
taking our
theater
sweet
of the mind.
Just to set this
into the sound.
Yeah, just to set this up. This is a YouTube video for a 10 hacks to simplify your life, but it's beautiful. Just listen.
If you're rich and you don't know where to hide your money, take Sister's pad and stick the banknote inside. Now you can sleep peacefully.
Okay, so the guy is taking. He said, "If you're rich and you don't know where to hide your money," the guy's from Russia. And I don't know where he got an American $1 bill, But he says, take your sister's pad. And he's talking about a maxi pad.
Yes.
So.
Because no one will ever guess to look for your wealth in sanitary pad.
Now, what happens when his Russian sister, like, all of a sudden, like, has got, like, a major flow,
yeah.
You know, and, like, she thinks she hit, like, the panty, like, jackpot when she goes to check down there, and it's, like, there's a bloody $100 bill. I mean, she will still spend it because it's Russia, obviously.
Right, but, I mean, just, like, okay, so the tips...
But most rubles, I mean, I'm sorry to interrupt you again, but it's a fact that most rubles are covered in menstrual blood anyway.
I guess that's what he thought. That's probably why. But, you know, some of these are hit or miss, but there are some actual good tips in here. So, like, here's another one.
It's not so steady on the snow. Take a general stapler and deploy it. Stick dozen staples on the sole that it looks something like this.
And get tetanus.
From now, you'll be more confident on the street.
Yes, be more confident on the
street. When you need to paint something but you don't have gloves, take any cream and abundantly apply it on your hands. If the paint gets on the skin, cream will not let it stick to your hands. And you can easily remove paint using a cloth or a tissue.
Now, maybe that's cream in Russia where they allow to have it, like, you know, lead and baby fat in it. And,
yeah.
Like, actual baby fat, because they don't scrimp in Russia. They do, like, the
I don't know,
shit.
Man. I'm actually going to try that because I've used
no,
spray
I,
paint
I've actually
quite a bit.
Done that with just WD-40. You spray WD-40 on your hands and you can spray shit and then it comes right off.
Preparation H, same thing. Works great.
Yeah.
Life hack.
If you feel cold, take rice and a sock.
Oh, this
pour
is the best.
Pour grain inside the sock and tie the top knot. So you get that kind of thing.
Wait, wait, wait. Is he going to stick this in his pants?
No, he's just going to microwave it and put it on the cat.
Oh,
place it in the microwave and you'll receive a heating pad that will warm you on a cold winter night.
Okay, why? Never.
That's a good tip because, you know, rice in the
now
sock.
Now you take rice, put in sock, and then lay it on your pussy. Then that would make warm pussy for all days long.
And if sister get angry and try to take your pad money, hit her in face with sock.
Sister need to be punched in face every day.
Okay, so you get the general gist of it. Screw it, I'm not going to play anymore, but... Some of his tips are good, but he says some weird fucked up.
How is this supposed to make me cringe?
Because it's just like, oh God, he's using bad.
It's embarrassing.
It's
you're embarrassed on his behalf.
He's a fucking idiot. It's sad.
You know, I will say his upbeat music behind it, makes it okay.
It's 400 million listeners. Sad, Matt. He's had 400 million views.
Okay, yeah. So he's like. Internet famous at some point. I mean, like, good.
Hey,
dude,
Matt,
do you know how much money they
get
paid
Matt,
for that?
If you want good internet show, make videos.
Yeah,
you make videos. People watch videos. You become famous.
Yeah, you're not famous, so shut the fuck up. He's like, I could just see him being really cocky about it too.
Actually, dude, he sounds more and more like an asshole.
I mean, obviously, just like anybody who gets that little inch, you're like, no. Well, I actually ate dinner with. Some B-movie actor the other night. So
Vladimir Putin had me in his house. He didn't know who I was, but I was there. He's like,
he sodomized me like a very weak but beautiful bear.
Putin on the Ritz. Okay, so I just wanted to do the video thing. So in one of my favorite, and I go searching for these cringe videos.
Do you enjoy like the Meet the Fockers, Meet the Parents like sort of movies where like they're cringe inducing?
I can only
films,
do
or?
Short periods. I can't do whole movies.
Oh, dude,
whole
just,
movies just get to me and I can't do it. But these like short little clips, I can do these little 10-minute like spurts. And there's this other one, and it's this guy who does paranormal videos.
Oh, please.
Oh, there's two of them. I don't want to do it now. We're already
are they ghost punchers or something?
No,
like
there's this one where this guy is clearly autistic and he puts them together very well. But he just has this voice where he's like, the alien most likely found the human beings to be. And he's like, he has this weird voice and it's just like, dude, just find someone else to do the videos.
I know, but people never, dude, that's what's funny about people. Like, they never think like, oh, you know, we really should get somebody who knows how to do this kind of stuff. Which is somebody, you know,
they're very well written. Like he'll go over like I think he did the Barney and Betty Hill alien abduction, and he goes over a quick.
The Flintstones that were abducted.
Oh God!
What do you mean?
It was an interracial couple that claimed to be abducted by aliens in the 1950s.
Or 60s. I actually remember that. Yeah.
Why is it important that they're interracial?
I don't know, but
because back then it was a thing.
Yeah,
neighbors didn't talk to them.
Even aliens weren't okay with it.
They're like, "What are these?"
Obviously,
two doing
they
together?
Were like, "Hey, let's check this out."
Do you notice that these two humans are of different shades? Yes, I do.
We I don't like the brown them. Ones.
The brown ones make me uncomfortable. I hope they do not move into this part of the universe.
But, so there's one guy, and he like is clearly autistic, but this other guy is like a foreigner, but he's like a foreigner that's lived in the United States for long enough, and so he's like, okay, he's Chinese, so he's got this like, I don't know, man, but this is like some really crazy stuff. Like, there's aliens over there, and it's like sightings, and then he's like, he makes these weird like old cultural references. He's mm-hmm. like he'll start talking about the movie Signs. I don't know, man, that makes me feel like of the movie Signs. It's like he just does this like voice, and it's just like, hey guy, just like stop making the pop culture references that are like from the 90s that just make no sense.
But how many views does he have?
Oh, he's got way more views than we've got listens. Yeah. So.
And he always will.
See? It happens.
Is that your dick?
Is this gonna be your catchphrase?
Hey, dude, whatever.
Hey, can I suck your dick?
I'm going to just say it until you guys get so tired of it. You know,
nice.
I'll just wait until you say something embarrassing again, and I'll record it. And just, I'm still waiting for Beezer to say something embarrassing that I can use.
That happens every time.
I listened. That's why I explicitly listened to find embarrassing things for both of you guys.
Digging for the cringe again. I get
I
you.
Was digging. That's how I wanted to intro my topic.
Nice.
I did a little
thing. I
was expecting something more like cringe, like, oh, hey, there's a broken bone popped out of a leg here. And, so,
oh,
and he's
no,
got
no,
syphilis
no.
all over his ball sack. Like,
no,
oh, God.
No, that's like, that's
that
like
makes
the
me cringe.
WTF sort of stuff. That's like the.
Like,
the
I never.
It's like gore.
I don't think I can ever really empathize with people who are. I don't know, like, I don't
like
know.
Jump off the roof into the pool and accidentally hit the ground? Or
no,
like
no, I'm saying
like,
empathize with, like, people, like, oh,
who do
man, he's such
shit.
An idiot. It's just like, dude, you're fucking...
But you
like,
don't think they're an idiot. You're just like, oh, I feel bad for this person.
Yeah. For not understanding they're an idiot?
They don't. They just, like, have you ever seen
you're
that?
You're just embarrassed on their behalf.
Yeah.
I know, like, but like, for what?
I don't experience empathy very well, so this is the closest thing I can have. So don't take it away from me.
It's just like, oh, like the you know,
oh, so this is like in that one Star Trek when the Borg like give Data the skin and it like they blow over the skin. He's like, ugh, and he like jizzes in his android pants.
Not
so that's
that
like your little bit
it,
of feeling,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm saying? Is that what you're saying?
Like, yeah.
It's,
yeah.
A little bit of,
it's like
no,
when Data had
you.
Skin.
Yeah. I can't like when I look at a fat kid. Mm-hmm. You know, like on the playground trying to keep up with the rest of the thin kids, I'm always like, man, that motherfucker's gonna have a shitty life. You know, and that's about it. That's the only empathy.
Just keep that smile up, fatso. Keep that smile up. You're going to need it.
You better grow big. You know what I mean? So you can beat people up so people have respect for you. Because
so speaking of growing big to have respect for you, Matt, what's your topic?
I was supposed to bring one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, what is it? I was reading this thing on Stephen Hawkins, the guy who knows about such things.
I don't believe you. How could he write? He's paralyzed.
Fuck. There it goes. And that's when I knew I had to walk away. No, that in the next 1,000 years, like, in order for humanity to continue, we have to get the fuck out of Dodge or Earth in this particular thing. And I thought that was, like, crazy as shit. So we're almost, like, fate is forcing our hands. Mother Nature is like, no, we're done here. Like, you know, I'm giving you 1,000-year notice. Knock, knock, knock. It's, you know.
Yeah.
Time to look for another residence. Awesome.
Go ahead.
Well, you know my feeling is that is we're not all going to get off of here.
No.
It's just going to be like a band will fly to a planet that's like viable. And then this planet will just go to shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean.
We won't die out, but it'll go to shit.
The whole thing is, you know, you can't just put all your chips in one bet. And so at some point, we got to put our chips on other planets, you know, and it's not so much like, you know, the individual will, you know, go off and colonize. It's like more like we need to look at the species going off and colonizing. But, you know, I mean, the other problem, though, when we start talking about like the species spreading out is at some point, though, because of the pressures from these other, you know, alien environments, at what point are we going to no longer be the same species? You know,
or, oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
because
no
of some kind of like singularity event, like, are we going to be, you know. I mean,
well, not even a singularity. I mean, like, what if, I mean, look at blue-eyed people are related, from what I understand. Everybody with blue eyes is somehow
common
connected.
Ancestors.
Yeah, have a, right. Because it was an anomaly.
Well, you know, redheads.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's going to be one of those things where now, because, you know, people living in space, you know, their heart shrinks and stuff like that, you're going to have to, like, deal
right.
with that kind of shit happening. And
well, I mean, but those are things that are just effects that happen, you know, post. I mean, those aren't evolution, you
well,
know, things. Those are things.
There may be
just...
there may be a planet that just has slightly less gravity than Earth, or slightly more gravity than Earth, where it's not uncomfortable for a human being, but over time will lead to them either being shorter or taller.
Well, yeah. We'll select by that, but also like the pressures of, like, you know, how that environment causes them to grow. You know, more bone density.
One may have more UVB as opposed to UVA right. sunlight.
And if there's less food, the smaller ones will survive there. A little bit longer.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's
ones. See. But the thing is, though, is that the other side of that is like what? I mean, the reason why natural selection occurs is that's because there's, you know, environmental pressures that cause, you know, people to different, you know, species to select, you know, different traits for, you know, the more viable they are for the environment, et cetera, et cetera. But when we're a species that go out there and colonize planets and use technology to sustain ourselves,
like terraform, well,
yeah,
even...
but we're not going to be selecting. I mean, it's not like we're throwing a bunch of, you know, people out to the wild and we're like, hey, if I could figure it out, and like they, you know, they fight a bunch of, like a bunch of feral cats, like,
no, that's how every Mars movie starts. It's like, well, good luck, motherfuckers.
There may be some pioneer effect, though.
Well, oh yeah, there. I mean, yeah, if it goes that way, but I mean, I don't see it. I mean, unless they find an Earth-like planet where there isn't, you know, minimal actual investment into actually making it livable. I mean, you can't just like throw a bunch of people on and be like, sign off, fuck us. You know what I mean?
You can.
Well,
do that.
Yeah. I mean, unless it would have to support somehow easily support. I mean, how we know we could even grow food there? I mean, without, you know, having biodomes or whatever. I mean, there's so many considerations beyond, you know, just getting there. You know,
well,
I mean,
dude,
you salt meat and it lasts forever. I
mean, how would they grow the meat? You know, I mean, how do they? I mean, unless we
in
have
a petri dish.
God, unless we get to the point where we have the technology to, you know, chew up, you know, biological compounds that are there that are incompatible with us and somehow whammo-zammo them through the magic microwave into something we can, you know, consume.
Oh, yeah, like we take corn and add niacin so we can digest it. Yeah, things like that.
Beezer. Well, no, but I mean, it's going to be more complex than that, and it's also got to
be
more portable, or at least...
We will be more complex at that
true.
Point.
True, yeah. I mean, 1,000 years. I mean, if you just look at where we've come in the last 100, that's understandable.
Let's hope. I honestly have just no.
But then,
faith
then, yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. like we're going forward, and then the election yeah. happened. We're like, oh, you know what? That's right. I forgot. Shit can go backwards. Shit yeah. can go backwards.
I'm thinking of a like, you know, a new type of racism, and it's just stupid people. Like, look at the stupids over there being all dumb, doing the stupid talk,
well,
walking the stupid walk.
You know, Kurzweil, right? Ray
yeah.
Kurzweil?
Mm-hmm.
He thinks that in the future, it's not going to be about rich and poor. It's going to be about smart and dumb. He thinks that's...
One would hope.
He thinks that's honestly what he thinks in the future. And being smart will be equated to being rich because you'll have access to more knowledge. And eventually, you'll be able to download shit to your brain. So you'll just download, like, I want like fucking Matrix stuff. Like I want to know karate. So boom, in your brain. I want to know Mozart. Boom, right. in your brain. And you can add that to your, you know, base of knowledge.
You know, we always talk about, and this isn't my subject, but we always talk about like the ability to download stuff into our brain. I look forward to being able to undownload stuff into your brain.
Like, no shit. Like,
you
block
know,
out that.
Like you watch like a really bad episode of something on television. You're like, oh, that was horrible. Can I ever unsee that? And then just like, or, you know, same thing about like a song that bugs the shit out of you.
Haven't you ever seen
Eternal
Sunshine? No. The fifth, you know, the fifth Star Trek movie.
Yeah.
With you know, Kirk. I need my pain. Your pain makes you who you are, bro. You can't forget that.
Okay, well, I'm not talking about removing the big pain. I'm like, you know, the inconvenient little things.
That's
a, no, like the little things, not the big
the
things.
The time you felt guilty about masturbating.
If I ever felt guilty about it, it's because I didn't finish.
I remember one time
it gets creepy.
I masturbated in a sink.
Okay, and now I can never unhear that. You're right.
Like, into this, you like jerked off into the sink, or you were standing in the sink?
Standing in the sink.
Oh, well, that's fucking awesome.
I wanted to be able to see it in the mirror.
Ah, now
so you were looking at your own dick?
Yeah.
To get
I wanted to be able to see it. And I remember that's the one time I did feel guilty about doing it.
Because you saw it? That
yeah.
Makes sense. Well, that's in a weird way. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I feel guilty when I look at a rape scene and I get kind of a chub on it. I need to see a psychologist about that.
But
you mean
yeah.
like when you go to like a car lot? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, you want to get the undercoating? You need it.
I forgot okay. There was this Nazi movie I watched one time about like Nazis who are still living
were
in
they
Germany.
Surf Nazis?
Hey, by no, the way, hey Roger, this one's for you. Hey, make sure you mark that last bit about rape scene. And
thank you. I got it at 1843. Thank you. I'll write it down.
Man, so, can you just suck your dick?
it's so funny every time.
Oh, shit.
No,
now I'm going to be thinking about all the things.
You know, it's interesting you said that. The thing you, about the uncomfortable way, and again, this is not my subject, but was watching a film the other night with my wife, Captain Fantastic, which is a very interesting one of these indie movies with Viggo Mortensen.
I enjoy his cleaner.
Yeah, that's Mr. Fantastic. Oh. Or Mr. Clean or Fantastic? I don't know.
Oh, Fantastic. It's a cleaner. Yeah.
But anyway, there's a part in it where one of the characters talks about the book Lolita and mm-hmm. in a great way like articulates like what is great about that story and that it makes you feel sympathetic to a character who otherwise should make you feel awful.
Yeah, like, no shit.
Or and I was thinking the other day about the old movie M, right, with Peter Lorre, the old German movie about he's a serial killer, he's like abducting children and killing them and whatever, and he's like the first time, I don't know if it's the first time, but it's like, you know, told from not necessarily from his point of view, but you see him. And so again, it's like another piece of, you know, art that's kind of like giving you this dark side and making you almost sympathetic to this like normally abhorrent sort of idea, much like what you were saying.
Oh. So I shouldn't feel guilty about it?
No, I mean, it's a complex emotion. It's a complex situation. And I think it's difficult, like most things, when you get down to it, to sort of just say, is it good, bad, you know, whatever. It's just it's something that we have to look at and analyze and say, well, that's
part of the human experience.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
And we live a little, and the world keeps spinning around.
So we do.
So, BJ, you're human, and you experience things. What's your topic?
Oh, nice segue. Look at the segue. It's got two wheels, and it keeps it balanced.
Nah, I'm keeping it going.
Well, I brought you some gifts, and they were, I brought Roger a model, a little tiny model of an Arleigh Burke destroyer, and I brought Matt there a wire mesh.
It's a skull.
It's a skull, yeah. And this is from the 3D printer I just got. And
it's pretty wicked, yeah.
And I just wanted to talk about this, like, and we were all marveling before the show even about just this whole technology.
I was just envious.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It's really cool, though, right? I mean, the whole notion, and even my wife was, like, trying to impart upon my daughter, like, how remarkable this is. Like, in that even when I was a kid and she was a kid, like, it wasn't even normal for us to have a regular printer in your house,
much less
a 3D printer, you know?
I remember in the 90s hit, and you could buy a laser jet. Mm-hmm. And, like, laser jet cartridges, I don't know what they put in. It's like the blood of virgins.
Oh,
they're
no
so
shit.
Expensive. So it was like, okay, I'm going to print this thing, but I want to make sure this is worth what I want to print.
Yeah,
this has got to be worth it. And you go to print it, and you're like, yes, this was worth it. You know, it's just like the ink was so fucking. And then you had the refill kits where you're like,
right.
Yeah, this is going
like,
to work.
Cheat the system.
My hands are blue.
Oh, dude, I remember my dad had one of those old, like when I was really young, he had those old.
Yeah, dot matrix.
And man, I'd hear that shit all the time when I was trying to sleep. And I'd just be like, God damn, what the hell is he printing? And it would take forever. It's not like now. It's like
his dad is printing ASCII porn.
Dot matrix.
Here it comes. Here it comes. Oh, yeah. That's nice.
The boobs are made out of eights, and eights look like boobs.
So, much in the same vein of what you're talking about with the, you know, mankind progressing as a species, I mean, this whole technology, I mean, it's part of like this whole revolution that we're in of being able to minimize and or micro-size our complex, you know, machinery and complex, computer systems and all that into such a level that, like, I have in my house now the ability to produce, you know, models of things that I download in digital form and then throw onto this printer. And
it's a gun.
It's remarkable. Well, yeah. I mean, and I could, I guess, do that. But really, I can make a zip gun out of, you know, common household items if I wanted to. I mean,
I've always wanted to make one, but it's just like, no.
A 2x4, a nail, and a piece of pipe.
Yeah, I mean, so, yes, I could print one, but if you knew how long it took to print anything on these things, you wouldn't really feel like it's in imminent danger because, one, it's very twitchy. It's not like a, you know, walk up to the computer and say, you know, tea, Earl Grey hot, and you fucking get it. I mean, even with the one I have now, which is a several generations after this was, you know, bleeding edge, you know, for the home user, it's still very, like I said, twitchy. You gotta download, you know, software. I mean, it did print pretty well out of the box, but you had to know how to level it and you know, make sure that it, you know, could troubleshoot that it was printing and all that. But it's pretty cool. It really is neat to take and be able to push a button and then have an object like just sort of like appear, you know, from a spool of plastic, you know, filament.
Dude, it's amazing. I think it's
beautiful.
I mean, hopefully, like, this kind of stuff is everywhere. I remember watching a documentary on a 3D printer that actually compressed sand.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing. Like,
no, I think I saw something similar where a guy like took a bunch of stuff out to the desert, and it was a 3D printer powered by a solar, and it had like a little, you know, magnifying glass that focused like the solar rays to like, you know, fucking melt whatever, and it like slowly printed things. You know, I don't know. It's not the same thing. Obviously.
No, dude, it was amazing. But they were talking about in space in general. Mm. I mean, of course. I guess that, you know, they always kind of knew you're going to have to be able to make stuff or be able to have the ability to get stuff. You know what I mean? And so, like, it's basically just for tools and stuff like that. But they made a wrench and, like, real quick, like, boop, this is what you want, boom. And all of a sudden, like, magnets and all this stuff just...
Well, okay, like, yeah, thing. I mean, think about space as an application. So going into space, you don't want to have to pack every fucking tool. I mean, you want to have the ability to, like, print out or the ability to have whatever tool you need. So imagine you just bring a bunch of material that is, you know, just general material, and you have your, you know, printer, and you're like, oh, shit, we need this part. You print out that part. Oh, shit, we need this tool. You print out that tool. Or you know, there are changes made, and then all of a sudden you could upload those changes to your fabricator and just, you know, you print out your whatever.
On a lesser scale, I know they're trying to incorporate these 3D printers into their little countries so that they can, like, fix their supply chain.
And that's awesome, right?
Yeah, so
yeah,
they're
that'd be moving. Amazing.
Well, I was looking at that, and I'm like, yeah, it's Europeans trying to push in European, like, culture to, like, third world countries. But mm-hmm. then also I was looking at this other one, and they're, like, making appliances, like, out of, like, just scrap, like, scrap metal and stuff like that. And I'm like, that's really cool, and... Like, they're figuring out how to do it, and then I realized it was just a bunch of German engineers that went there and showed them how to do it. And I'm like, God damn it.
Germans at it again.
But, I mean, at the same time, you know, I mean, it would cut down on theft and stuff like that. You know, like, you know, it's just like, I mean, in, you know, especially in space or whatever, it's not even if you don't pack it.
In
what happens
space,
if you lose
no
it?
No one can hear you steal.
Yeah. What happens if you're in space, you're, like, working on the car, and all of a sudden, like, oh, shit, I fucking let it go. And
right.
It's tumbling towards Earth. Do you guys want me to go get it? Like, right. No, I think you should stay close to the ship. You guys go, like, cool, print me another wrench, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, we're down. Like, a wrench.
Well, and it's not just the technology of the printer. It's this whole idea of what this process is called is additive manufacturing. And if you watch a 3D printer go, you know, it just prints layer by layer. And, you know, you look at this process, and the awesome thing about it is that, you know, if we were to create something like, you know, the models here, you know, you would sculpt them, right? And you'd have to, like, take your pieces and sculpt it and, like, work at it and whatever. And, you know, all the computer does is it takes the model and it just, like, looks at it as, like, raw data. And it just, like, you know, slowly but surely can go and take that data and just, like, drip it out of this little nozzle. And sure, maybe it takes, you know, a long time for it to print, but imagine what it would take for you to make something like that. How would you even start, you know, to make something for yourself? You know what I mean? It's
I'd
amazing.
I'd probably use wood.
Right.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you start carving or whatever. And then, I mean,
in the middle of it, if I fucked up, I'd be like, well, now I got to get in a whole other piece of wood.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, is I fucked up a couple of things with this, and it happens, you know, and it's
how
a learning process.
How did you fuck
process.
It up?
Well, not that. That actually printed fairly easily.
Oh, man.
No, I was printing a Voyager, the Star Trek Voyager, and it fucked up because it didn't have
supports. Well, there's
supports.
Your problem. You're printing Voyager.
Yeah, Voyager sucks.
That's
so,
what you put.
I watched it all, so I know.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, so yeah, there's.
I mean, I didn't.
It's not idiot proof, and that's. I think that's probably the thing that prevents it from being.
Let me take a look at it. I'm pretty good with this kind of stuff. You know what I mean? I can totally.
So anyway, one other thing I wanted to say about it, and that is the particular model of printer I have is based off this design that's the whole idea behind it, or the ethos behind it, is they want a machine that eventually could print a replica of itself.
Oh, a self-replicating machine.
So
yeah.
Think about that.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I don't know if you ever played Command & Conquer, and this was the first time I ever saw it, but in Command & Conquer, they had this thing, and it blew me away, and it was the little factory machine. And so you go down there, and it's a little thing you drive onto your battlefield, and you plop it down, and then it just made everything. And now, I mean, it's in every game nowadays, but it was the first time I saw it was on Command & Conquer. And that's what this whole 3D printer thing is that suddenly we have a device that you provided raw material, and it can make shit for you. My printer right now, I can print stuff that will actually make my printer perform better. Like, you know, support struts, feet
right.
that I can level it with. There's even ability to actually, I can make the build area bigger on it because it's the actually dimensions that it's spec'd for are less than the frame is actually for. So if you add these extensions, I can go from, you know, 8x8x8 to 8x8x10 that I can build
nice.
Stuff in. And it's just all that shit that is just... It's amazing, and it's because it's, you know, this grassroots thing where all these different people are contributing to this project, so they add, like, new things and
like
new augmentations.
It's like the entire show here I run off of Ubuntu.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
It's just, it's all free. It's all people
you
putting...
You do what to?
Ubuntu.
He Ubuntu's.
I knew it. Make that a soundbite, you weirdo.
So that's it. 3D printing. Oh,
3D printing!
So yeah,
coming down to a study. What else? What were you gonna say?
Well, I was gonna say the other thing that I wanted to say is that there I saw another guy who he took concrete, right? And you've seen like concrete that they're able to use those concrete pumpers to pump in concrete to over through a crane.
Oh yeah,
they sort of like do like a construction site. Well, he took that same material, that same technology, and he made a house size 3D printer. And so using this concrete with like this fibrous material in it, so it could do pretty much the same thing as this plastic did with the things I printed. Yeah, it just fucking prints out a goddamn house. And they roll this fucking thing onto a site. The site's prepped. They hit go, and fucking overnight, you've got a house.
That's amazing.
Oh.
That's the most awesome thing
some
ever.
Of the companies I work for, they have like, you know, CNC mill style stuff. And they have, one of the companies has a 3D welder. And it's just an arm, and it goes around, and it, like, say you put in, like, a fucking, it's for oil fields, so they put in, like, a fitting that they use for a pipe, and the fitting's fucked up. So they put it in, they scan it first, and then it knows exactly what parts are missing because of, you know, just corrosion and stuff. They've cleaned it already, and then it goes in, and it welds and builds it back up.
Oh, so it, like, patches it and everything?
Yeah, it adds material back.
That's so cool.
So it 3D prints over the missing spots. And then they can just manually go in there as a human being goes in there and just welds off the excess, and then it's back to new.
What a time to be alive.
I'd rather be my grandkid right now. Just be like, we're going to be in space doing shit.
Oh.
Be like, hey, I went to the moon. All right, I guess. And just like, fuck you, kid.
You piece of shit.
Fuck you.
So that was our three topics.
That was our three topics.
Great job, everyone.
Hey, cereal.
I just got to say, good job.
And second dick.
I think Matt has something he wants to say.
I don't know. What do I have to say?
Oh, wait.
Oh, is it me second dick?
Boy.
Whoa.
That was pretty anticlimactic.
Man, can I just suck your dick? All right. Well, I can't wait to hear
why
that many, because it's going to be a thing that comes up. Oh,
so I think Matt wants to get the last word.
Time. Man, can I just suck your dick?
Last word! Word.